Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. Veritas Technologies, an international data management company, has worked hard to commit to ethical practices. The company harnesses the power of information while committing to responsible global corporate citizenship, promoting a diverse and inclusive workforce, engaging in environmental practices, and investing in positive social impact. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Gary Sievers, Senior Director of Channel and Alliances of Asia Pacific and Japan of Veritas Technologies, to find out more about their efforts in these areas. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Thank you very much, Clarissa.
Okay, so for the benefit of our listeners, why don't you unpack all the various areas that your company goes into that actually promote inclusiveness?
Yeah, it's a wonderful area to try and unpack. So in case your listeners aren't aware, Veritas is a global leader in enterprise data management. Mm-hmm. We have over 50,000 enterprises, including 99% of the Fortune Top 100, who rely on us to simplify data management and to abstract their IT complexity. Now, from a how we turn that heavy technology position into more of a social message is around our people. Mm-hmm. So we're very focused around not only just the what do we want to achieve, but right, how are we going to achieve that? So we're looking very much at the future. We're looking at the impact on our people, our communities, and the environment. We've actually got seven employee resource groups around the world, which is about 40 chapters around, which are looking at how we can make a positive impact. Mm-hmm. And that covers corporate citizenship, diversity and inclusion, and also around environmental sustainability.
Okay, let's go start first with an inclusive workforce. This becomes more and more important as time has gone by. It probably wasn't something that companies thought about 40 years ago.
No, it probably wasn't, but it's so much of a natural thing of what we do. I run a very high-performing team across all of Asia Pacific and mm-hmm. Japan. And if I look at my own personal leadership team, I've got 14 people who make up that team. Mm-hmm. And we've got, I think it's eight gentlemen, and we've mm-hmm. got six ladies that make up that team. So from just a pure gender point of view, sure, it's important to have the right mix in an organization. Now, you can extend that further into race, religion, sexuality, mm-hmm. many different areas. And when you have a more inclusive workforce, you have a much more vibrant pit of ideas coming
sure.
through.
Sure.
So it's just a vital part now in the years that we're in to have this kind of leadership and these kind of people representing us out in the market.
I can't disagree with you with any of that. I find diversity, because we are in a creative industry, diversity is key for us.
Completely. I mean, no one has a monopoly on good ideas. They can come from anywhere.
Absolutely.
And we're very happy to support that, and we're very happy to have a very wide range of people who represent Veritas globally.
All right. I'm enjoying this conversation because I'm agreeing with you. Gary Sievers, Senior Director of Channel and Alliances of Asia Pacific and Japan of Veritas Technologies. Now, you also said that you are engaged in environmental practices. Now, I'm assuming that as large of a company as you are and you are dealing with data, there is definitely a sustainability issue that you want to be looking at, sort of a balancing act.
Yeah, the whole environmental area is vitally important to what we do. It goes down to the materials that make up your products. Mm-hmm. It comes down to the suppliers that you use that help sure. make up some of the components. And it also goes down to our partners who help then allow us to get rid of the solutions when they're no longer viable in the mm-hmm. market and, sure. and to make sure they're disposed of in an equitable way.
Right.
So it's a huge part of what we do. Now, there's many areas around that. If we look at things just like the Energy Star mm-hmm. compliance, which I don't know if you remember, Clarissa, it used to be a big logo that used to be on the front of all the monitors.
Oh, now you're aging me.
I promise you, I'm older than that. I'm pleased that 100% of Veritas products are Energy Star compliant. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we do around our hardware solutions. If we look at things that we do over in the US as part of our global headquarters, we partner up with organizations like TechSoup. And then more locally, we also make sure that we're giving back into the communities in the way that we work as well.
Okay, let's talk about Veritas Sustainability Program, SAVE, Sustainability at Veritas Empowered.
Yes, it's a great program that we have. So if you look at it, it's an employee-led sustainability program that supports our commitments to the environment. We've got SAVE teams located around various Veritas sites globally, and they support local initiatives as well.
Okay, can you unpack that a little bit more and explain, say, in this part of the world, in Southeast Asia, what do we do?
So we do a couple of things. So we've got a 5 R's campaign, so around how we actually utilize things. So we've got refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle. Now, I can pack this into a much more of a personal thing because, like I said, I'm a little bit older than yourself. But I've recently decided to move my life in some different directions personally. So I've taken up scuba diving.
Okay.
So I've got much more of an interest around what's happening with the oceans and everything like that. So we're very keen to support limiting our use of single-use plastics.
Okay.
And making sure that we are more mindful of what actually ends up in our oceans.
Mm-hmm.
So we recently celebrated International Women's Day.
Right.
And one of the things that we did, we actually took a lot of plastic bottles out of our business and replaced them with glass bottles that could be reused time and time again.
Right. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And it's interesting that you said diving, that's something that you took up recently.
Mm.
I probably didn't think about the environment as much as I should have up to the point I started diving. You really see the abuse that we have put on our planet when you get down there.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very fortunate to live in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Asia is a beautiful continent. It's very rich. It's very diverse. But unfortunately,
we haven't taken very good care of them.
We can do better.
We
are doing better. So
yes.
we need to make sure that we are promoting that and we're giving everybody the opportunity to do so. And at Veritas, we certainly do that as well.
All right. We're speaking to Gary Seaver, Senior Director of Channel and Alliances of Asia Pacific and Japan of Veritas Technologies. Can you tell us some of your key partners Veritas works with in order to coordinate your corporate social responsibility efforts?
Yeah, sure. We work with various partners around. So if we look at it on a bit more of a Singapore level, we work with Make-A-Wish, the toy and the food bank around that. We work with Willing Hearts around Soup Kitchen. So we have a lot of people who donate a lot of time and effort into the corporate citizenship.
Okay.
And it was interesting because, like I was mentioning to you before, this was a real reason why I joined Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
I came here a year ago, but I knew what we did from a corporate citizenship, so I therefore knew what kind of organization I was getting more involved with. So when you look at that in a bit more detail, we have a dollar-for-dollar matching campaign. So anything that gets donated, we match. We give an extra 5 days worth of holidays, which is very important to a lot of people out there. As long as it is in support of a volunteer activity. And we also make sure that we have a $15 donation for every hour that a volunteer does donate. So when you look at all those combined, we've donated now nearly $1 million just by having employees and employers doing goodwill out there in the market.
So your employees go out and do something, say, with Make-A-Wish or a soup kitchen, and you donate money?
Absolutely.
I think that's
at the end of the day,
wonderful.
It's got to be money that follows it up. So it's making sure we have the goodwill behind it, but also that we have the money donation behind it as well.
Okay, I'm. This has actually raised a question for me. I have young adult children, and they are very keenly interested in the social responsibilities of potential employers as they're now entering the workforce. Do you find that your younger employees or the younger people who are considering working for you are interested in these programs as part of the reason why they might want to join you?
It's really interesting because I by no means can be described as a younger person going into the market.
Maybe young at heart.
Maybe young at heart. And it certainly affected me. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to my teams across Asia Pacific and Japan. So in China, in Japan, in Korea, it's a very big thing. And the beauty of it is it's not just an age position. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a ladies being more aware of this than what men are. It's many different people from many different regions with many different types of backgrounds. It is becoming absolutely a key differentiator. So we've been very successful. We're expanding our team. We're expanding our business across Asia Pacific and Japan. And I make sure that it's part of what I talk about because people are interested and they need to hear what companies have to say about how they do business and what kind of legacy they want to leave behind.
Right, of course. With all of this, there's got to have been challenges. Can you talk about some of them?
Absolutely. When you're talking about an organization the size of Veritas, we're a $2 billion organization mm-hmm. worldwide. When you try and socialize these kind of ideas across the many different aspects of the globe, it's very challenging. Okay. And it involves a lot of time and it involves a lot of effort. And I suppose the hardest thing is that inside Veritas, we're very results orientated. Mm-hmm. So we like being given a task and going, tick, done. And I think as human nature, we like having that tick list approach to things that have been done.
Sure.
Now, can we ever complete this task? No, we can't. What we can do is we can move along the scale.
Right.
So I think back when I entered the industry, we were generally very bad. We've now made massive improvements towards it. Mm-hmm. But we've still got a long way to go.
Right.
And I think that's part of the reason that I can still keep turning up to work each day because you want to make a difference and you want to make improvements all the time.
Okay, let's talk about those differences. You want to make improvements in the future. What are some of the future initiatives that Veritas might be undertaking to move that along?
Yeah, I mean, we've just launched a company-wide diversity and inclusion training. So this covers a program that used to be offered out just to vice presidents in the organization. Mm-hmm. So we're launching that out now into the wider community to give them the same awareness around the people around them. So about unconscious bias, gender diversity, and all the different things that make up this area. We are working hard to make sure that we rank all of our suppliers across the things that we value internally to making sure that they are RBA compliant and making sure that we have self-assessment questionnaires and validated audit processes in place. And we've got further progress that we can do around some of the evaluation of the greenhouse gas reductions as well. Mm-hmm. So there's many areas still to improve on.
Sure.
But I think you're going to see more and more organizations in the future take more of a forward stance on this kind of thing to make sure that we are socially aware of what our responsibilities are, not only just to the business results, but to what we're leaving behind.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary Sievers, Senior Director of Channel and Alliances of Asia Pacific and Japan of Veritas Technologies, for coming in and talking to us about some of your corporate social responsibility actions and initiatives. I think they're great, and I hope that you do succeed in some of these new initiatives that you're going to be pushing forward.
That's great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.